4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Did you want more than that? No, I mean, it's Tuesday. What can I tell you? We might be on the verge of seeing a new leadership structure, a new government, regime change in Iran. That would actually be good for all of us. Remember, right about now, Iran produces oil. Do you notice where the Israelis have not hit? You are correct. They have not taken out any of the Iranian oil facilities. There's a reason for it. Of course there's a reason for it. Iran, because of the sanctions on it, is actually unable to sell its oil on the world market. So what do? They discount it. About 100% of the oil they produce, just about 100%, just shy of 100%, because the leftovers actually go to the people in Iran. Close to 100% of the oil they produce is purchased at a far discounted price by China, not by the official Chinese petroleum companies, but by the unofficial Chinese petroleum companies, which then bring it and further process it in China. China gets a great deal. Of course, Iran doesn't get hard currency, so they still have to go through all sorts of hoops to turn that into something that benefits them. Now, imagine for a second, the supreme lunatic who's been in charge of Iran for a long time is gone. The people of Iran rise up and say, okay, let's have a real country here. Let's let girls go back to school. Let's act like civilized human beings. What happens then? Well, sanctions come off. When the sanctions come off, all of that Iranian oil will then be available on the world market. It's beneficial for us. It is the bottom line when it comes to economic discussions, right? Supply and demand. You're going to bring a whole slew more supply of oil to the world market. Prices come down. Something else happens. Because Iran could then sell the oil on the legitimate open market, they could get actual hard currency, and they could begin to rebuild and remake Iran into a modern country. Wouldn't that be great? It would be great. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Right about now, Israel has total control of Iranian airspace. It had initially been reported that they had control of the airspace over Tehran, and now it is being reported and confirmed. Complete control of the airspace over the entire nation of Iran. And what is Iran? 10, 15, 20 times bigger than Israel? It's amazing when you look at it. Absolutely amazing. Talking about a couple of weeks to wrap this thing up. That would be great. Part of this is back in the court of President Trump. Will he or will he not give the go-ahead for the so-called bunker buster to be utilized? To totally take out the Iranian nuclear enrichment program would require the so-called bunker buster bomb. Now, that bomb weighs 13 tons. Israel does not have that. They do not have that bomb. and they do not have the ability to deliver that bomb. And so, it would be American material, an American plane, American personnel that would do that. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know what the answer is. President Trump, I think, has been very clear that he doesn't want to get in wars. Okay. I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. But I also think that this could really set the world right. Given what's going on, President Trump should be a slam dunk shoe-in for the Nobel Peace Prize. Anybody think he's going to get it? Not a chance. Not Greta Thunberg will get it before he does. In fact, now that I think about it, how much you want to bet somebody nominates that malicious little troll for it before all is said and done? I'll bet you they will. CNN and CBS and NBC, they don't know which way to go. I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. CBS News, this should give you an idea of just how insane these people are. They're upset about the deaths of Iranian generals. Very same people who are ordering individuals thrown off of buildings. Children slaughtered. But CBS is upset. I tell you what, take a listen. It's a little bit longer than I would normally share with you, but you got to hear the whole thing. Cut number two.
Deborah Patis in a Tel Aviv neighborhood that was damaged in last night's attack with the latest. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning. The American consulate is just down there. As you can see, it's in a densely populated area. That was the scene of a devastating attack overnight. Behind me, buildings have been destroyed, windows blown out, some reduced to rubble. Shops also have been demolished. It's been a rough night.
A direct hit right in the heart of Tel Aviv. The night sky lit up with explosions as Israel's air defense system intercepted one Iranian missile after another. The strike destroyed the homes of people living in this densely populated neighborhood. Not far from Tel Aviv, in the city of Petah Tikva, at least four Israelis were killed after a missile slammed into this building, bringing the number of deaths since last week to at least 24. But the toll Israel has inflicted on Iran is far higher. 224 killed, including women and children, as well as the ongoing assassination of top military commanders and nuclear scientists. Thousands of civilians are fleeing the capital, Tehran. They are not used to being under attack, and we understand the regime is concerned it could spark unrest. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already hinted at regime change. Israel has said the purpose of the war is also to cripple Iran's nuclear capability. When pressed on why they acted now, Netanyahu had this to say.
They were marching very quickly. They would achieve a test device and possibly an initial device within months and certainly less than a year.
There are reports that President Trump rejected an Israeli plan to assassinate Iran's supreme leader. But the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told CBS News these are fake.
Interesting. I never thought that I would see people taking the side of the mad mullahs in Iran. But I guess I had forgotten just how deep anti-American sentiment and how hardwired anti-Semitic beliefs, Jew hatred, really is for some people. Sad. Hey, I got something good for you. I got a pair of tickets for Tower of Power. They're going to be performing down at the historic Beacon Theater this Friday, and we're going to do it right around 4:20 this afternoon. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Reminder to you, the James River Air text line is always open, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Yes, I've got a pair of tickets for you. Tower of Power coming to the historic Beacon Theater this Friday. Would you like to go? How about caller number 11 right now, 833-804-1140. And you're right, the weather person is, not the weather, no, the traffic person has changed. I'm the weather person. The traffic person has changed. We went from Miss TLC, I guess this new guy is what, Mr. BVD. Whatever it is, good for him. And it does sound as if it's updated, so there you have it, okay? Hopefully that will be really, 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 really good. Yeah, okay. Now, what else have I got to tell you? Oh, Craig Peterson. That's what I meant to tell you. Yeah, Craig Peterson is coming up in just a couple of moments, 435. 833-804-1140. That is the number for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. All right, a lovely text here says, Jeff, thank you for your recommendation for picture-perfect sheds. We have one coming in just a few weeks. You're going to love them. You're going to love them. That's it's my buddy Ryan Porter down there at Picture Perfect Sheds. They've got three locations, and they've got pools, too. There's picture-perfect pools. So you'll enjoy working with them. I'll tell you that right now. They're good people. Jeff, it does not surprise me that CBS News is upset that the Iranian generals are being killed. I remember the legacy news media mourning the death of General Soleimani when he was killed during Trump's first term. That's David in Mechanicsville. Yeah. 757. Jeff, the same people that are upset about the deaths of generals and mullahs in Iran are the same people calling for the death of Donald Trump. You are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Yep. It's nuts. A lot of other folks jumping in on the King William County situation. People are saying there's a lot of stuff going on out there. All right. I don't know. I don't know. Somebody said they had approved, what, a nude campground or something? And that this conditional use permit, I think it was. I don't have any idea. I know that I've been to King William, but I think I've really been through King William. I don't think I've spent any time in King William. So we'll continue to look into this. I'm trying to figure out why Stacey Davenport, who had been the CA in Chesterfield, just left King William County. She had picked up the job of county administrator up there. I can't tell if she resigned or was asked to leave. I don't know. But she's gone, and it's less than a year that she's been there. Somebody checking in with me, a dear friend of mine who knows a thing or two about Israel, because she pretty much grew up there. She says, Jeff, there is another way to deal with the nuclear stuff in Iran. The bunker busters are not the only way. If needed, Israel can use the grounds on the team. They can go level by level in those bunkers until they get all the way down there and defuse everything. But that is obviously the least desirable way to go about it. And there's more than one location. And, of course, it is much more dangerous. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am hoping, as I said, I am hoping that we will, in fact, get an update that says we have the permission. Israel has the permission. The Air Force, I don't know, whoever's going to do it has the permission. It has to come from President Trump that, yes, the bunker buster bombs. Go ahead, say that real fast. That is like Big Beautiful Bill, isn't it? BBB. But that they can be used. That's my hope, because I think it will keep folks safe as possible, as safe as possible. It needs to be done. It needs to be done. Whether it will be done, I don't know. I do not know. But I certainly hope that it will be. Now, coming up in a couple of moments, we got my buddy, your buddy, Craig Peterson. Craig joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk a little bit about tech and staying safe online and all of that good stuff. And this week is absolutely no exception. I'm looking forward to chatting with him. It is 427, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Might very well see a resolution in the Middle East sooner rather than later, despite what you might be hearing from some of the skittish market forces. Israel indicating this could be a couple of weeks. On a personal front, I mentioned to you that I was supposed to be in Israel the last couple of days in June, the first week in July. I had not told you exactly where I was going or what I was going to be doing. I can tell you now where I was going, but I cannot tell you what I was going to do. But I can tell you this, just moments ago, got an email saying, hey, we are working on the new, I repeat, the new schedule, the new travel dates. So they are already in Israel preparing for activities when this wraps up. I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I like what President Trump has said over the last couple of days. I'm feeling quite inspired by that. Did you know that your VPN is probably snitching on you? God, does it not know that snitches get stitches? Probably not. I'll have to learn what a VPN is supposed to do. I thought it was just supposed to keep your location private so that you could, well, like access Netflix UK or something. But maybe there's more to it than that. Our friend Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe online. We talk about these sneaky, snitchy VPNs. Craig, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I did a webinar series. Man, it's been a few years now. I should probably do it again about VPNs and how they are actually quite dangerous. They don't provide the protection people think they provide and privacy, which is what they're supposed to be about.
When you use a VPN, and just make sure I understand it correctly. When you use it, your location is supposed to be private or concealed, right? That's the whole purpose of it?
Yeah. People use them for a couple of different reasons. One is to, as you mentioned, kind of hide their location so that they can, as you mentioned too, watch something from the UK, right? Instead of having to buy BritBox here, you pretend you're in another part of the world.
Right.
Now, I want you to stop and think for a sec, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And if you're a bad guy, and you're trying to hose money from other people's accounts, would you want to pretend you're somewhere else?
Yes, Craig, I would. Indeed, I would. Yes.
If that was the case, absolutely. Kind of like Mission Impossible, right? Tracking them down. So there's a few different problems with VPNs. One of them, and the most obvious, is where do you go if you want to steal things from people? You go where the most people are. So a lot of people are using VPNs in order to keep their information private, bank account information, and more. The reality of the matter is that a number of these VPN companies are being monitored. So they'll put their VPN equipment, which is just a server or multiple servers, in a data center somewhere. And guess what's sitting right next to it? Oh, a Russian server, the CIA, the NSA, the North Koreans have it right there. So they're watching what's going on as best they can on another server. They're trying to hack into it. Yeah. And we found out that a lot of these VPN services have been nailed because they said, hey, we don't keep logs. We don't track you. When in fact, they were keeping logs. They were tracking you. And even worse than that, some of these VPN servers do what we in the cybersecurity business call a man-in-the-middle attack, which is where they will have a key installed on your computer so that when you are trying to go to the bank, for instance, and keep all of your information private and secure over the VPN, they are actually sitting in the middle and are able to record your account information, everything soup to nuts when they break that encryption. So there's all kinds of reasons not to use it. And now we found out from an NBC report that the Chinese government is behind probably about a third that we know of these VPN services people are paying for. And the data is being collected and is being sent to China.
All right. Now, Craig, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Hold on for a couple of seconds while I go find my surprised and shocked face, because I've got it around here somewhere. And now that you've broken that news, I want to put it on. Of course, the Chinese Communist Party's behind it. They're behind everything that's bad in the world right about now, it seems.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's a lot of people trust these things, and you know, there's ratings as to, well, this VPN service is really good or it's better than that one. I did some math on this, so I did this webinar a while back, and I figured out what would it cost me if I was to start a VPN service and I was to put it into these data centers in different places around the world. Mm-hmm. And of course, my costs are going to vary depending on how much people are using my VPN service.
Right.
And when you get down to it, the bottom line is it costs a lot more than the $5 or $10 a month that they're charging you for a VPN service. So what some of these VPN services are doing is they inject ads into the content. So you're going to a website, there's ads there. Guess who put them there? Guess who's tracking you? Who's keeping the cookie information? It's that VPN service, okay?
Wow.
So it's not 100% of these VPN services. But I had to just question it right out of the gate. Why or how can they possibly do it when my bottom line cost was looking at, frankly, $10, $15 a month per user is what it would cost me to run a service.
Wow. Okay, so the actual customer then is, once again, the product, right? I mean, just like the,
yes.
Right? Just like the Facebook and the Google and all the rest of that. So we are the product, and our privacy then is just imaginary. What about all the people who have the deals now? See, this is why this comes up. It comes up almost every single day. Craig, every day when this little program is over, 6:03 is happy hour here at the house. Heidi and I sit around. We invariably are watching YouTube videos with people traveling around the world. Everything's in first class. We just hate them, as a matter of course. But they now, every one of those slugs now has a VPN endorsement. And they tell you, well, you know, I'm British. And when I want to access British stuff from, I don't know, Ukraine or wherever they are this week, or Dubai, I use the VPN, use my code, you get a discount. Are they all themselves just tools for the CCP?
Yeah, they may be. It really, again, it all depends. There are good VPNs. So, for instance, when I'm traveling, I do use a VPN, but it connects directly. It's my VPN. Connects directly to my business where I have my VPN server.
Okay.
So those are completely legitimate VPNs and a really good idea to use if you're in a coffee shop or some sort of a Wi-Fi hotspot. You immediately hop onto the VPN.
Gotcha.
The problem is that if you think you can't be tracked because you're on a VPN, you're kind of right, but they know. Your ISP, whoever your internet service provider is, knows you're going to a VPN. So now you are under higher scrutiny by anybody that cares to see if you might be a bad guy just because you're using one of these VPN services. It's kind of a vicious circle.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you're on a website and that website has that nice little lock symbol up in the URL line, you know, where it says google.com, for instance,
right,
there's a little lock there. You can usually click on it and find out if this is considered a secure connection. You are using effectively a VPN already from your browser to the server on the other side. And none of your data can be tracked, can be modified, can be opened when you are in that VPN in that way, right? Now, obviously, your internet service provider knows you're going to Google because of the IP addresses, but they don't know what you're doing on Google or doing on all these other sites. So, again, the VPN services are trying to scare you into buying them so you can have privacy, you can have security. Now, when it comes to watching TV on a VPN, who cares, right? Bottom line, as long as they're not pushing anything nasty onto your computer, which can happen, but it's highly unlikely in most cases.
All right. Well, okay. I will tell Heidi, just stop it. Just stop. We are not getting, we don't need a VPN. That's all. What about AI? Can our new robot overlords just take care of all of this for us? They're super smart, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah. All hail our overlords. I've got a lot of stuff this week in here, articles in different places, that are agreeing with what I've been saying, Jeff, now for the last 3 or 4 years, which is super intelligent AIs are not taking over anytime soon. They can't even solve logic puzzles that smart kids can easily solve. This white-collar bloodbath that you keep hearing, it's all part of this AI hype machine. You know, eventually, and at some point in the future, there is going to be a lot of white is because businesses are overreacting because of the hype machine. Now, I know this is strange, but it turns out that Silicon Valley has had a hype machine many times in the past.
What?
And they're doing it again. Yeah, they're doing it again now. And just like the stock market went down today because of concerns over what's happening in Israel, the whole conflicts over there, businesses are looking at this and hearing what is being said by OpenAI and other places and saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should cut back on our hiring. Maybe we shouldn't have interns anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So it's overhyped. I got a lot of great information from CNN and from the Wall Street Journal about this week. And finally, they're agreeing with me.
Wow. I love it. Well, remind everybody how they get this newsletter, please, because there is, not just this week, by the way, but every week, there's amazing stuff in there. How do they get it?
Absolutely. You can find out a lot more about that VPN. You sign up today, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. I even explain a little bit in there about your business and VPN usage there.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk again next week. That is Craig Peterson. If you have not signed up for his newsletter as of yet, please do that. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. And while you may not feed the trolls, please be nice to the robots, because one day they will, you know, they'll be telling us what to do. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty. What are we? We're up to 88. It's not good when the humidity is even higher, right? It's not, well, all right, you know, in all fairness, the humidity has come down. It's now 96% humidity. I will remind you that when you are in your shower, it's 100% humidity. See what I'm saying? Yeah, it's warm. We've got this for the next couple of days, just so you're aware of that. In fact, tomorrow's going to be hotter. Friday Eve is going to be hotter. Well, the whole thing, man, I don't see anything except, oh, how about Monday? Do you know where we're going to be Monday? Starting Saturday through the entire week after that, we are tickling 100 degrees. Yeah, now, how's that? And not a speck of rain in the offing. That's what I'm seeing right now. So I'll keep you up to speed on it, not to worry about. We got a lot of stuff still to go. Dr. Keith Abloh, America's psychiatrist, is going to be along. I would like to know the mindset of the people in Iran, both the populace as well as the leaders, so to speak. It's 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.